Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today, I wanted to ask you a question. And it may seem like a strange question, but have you ever been in a stressful situation? Let me ask you another one. Have you ever seen a powerful movie? Or have you ever read a sad novel or an inspiring book? Now, I can guarantee that you haven't. Because each one of those qualities, stress, power, sadness, and inspiration, are actually inside you, not part of the event you're attributing them to. You're the one experiencing the stress, power, sadness, and inspiration, and you're even the one creating them unwittingly in your own mind. Now, if that doesn't make sense, here's another way of getting at it. Do you think your life would be better if your circumstances were different? Now, if you're not quite sure, think of something in your life that you're a bit worried or stressed or insecure about. Then ask yourself if you would feel better if the thing you were worried, stressed, or insecure about resolved itself. For example, would you still be stressed if you didn't have a big exam or a big meeting coming up this week? Would you still be scared if there was more money in your bank account? Would you still feel insecure if your partner was behaving in a more supportive and loving manner? If not, why not? Because those circumstances are the actual cause of your stress, fear, and insecurity? Or because you suspect that in different circumstances, you would be likely to be thinking different thoughts or feeling different feelings? The beauty of a principle is that it's true 100% of the time, fully explanatory, highly predictive, no exceptions. Take gravity. Works the same way for every person at every age, everywhere you go on the planet. You don't have to believe in it or remember it's there for it to be in full effect. You will never float off the surface of the planet because you forgot to do your gravity affirmations. The always already present nature of gravity on the surface of the planet means you don't have to give it a moment's thought. Why does that matter? Because when you think your experience is being created from the outside in, circumstance to experience, you'll experience yourself as a victim of life. The minute you recognize that your experience of life is being created from the inside out, mind, consciousness, and thought to experience, you reclaim your position as the dreamer of your life. Now, on the whole, when I first point this out to people, they seem to sort of get it. They can certainly see that their thinking has something to do with why they experience things in particular ways, but when push comes to shove, pretty much everyone has certain exceptions to the rule. Things in their life that look as though they're inherently painful, inherently stressful, inherently scary, or inherently sad. After all, wouldn't anyone get upset when they fail a test, lose the big game, or get dumped or cheated on by someone they love? And aren't some things just naturally stressful, like being diagnosed with an illness, running low on money, or having to speak in front of a group? Well, no. Not everyone reacts to things in the same way. Some people genuinely thrive in situations that look difficult and overwhelming to others. And while it may be normal to feel insecure on the first day of a new job or sad when your football team loses, normal is often a long, long way from natural. So when someone says to me, "I know it's just my thinking," but what they're really saying is, "I understand and agree with the theory that I live in a thought-created dream of reality, but it really looks to me like my circumstances are an equal or bigger factor in what I'm experiencing than my thinking. Since the thought-feeling connection looks as though it's only a partial explanation for my experience, I still have to try to manipulate and protect myself from the world in order to keep away bad feelings or make myself feel better. I don't see that my hand only hurts because I keep slamming it in the car door, and so I feel good about worrying less than I used to, without actually seeing where that pain and discomfort comes from and why it's not there when I don't think about it." Here's the thing. Regardless of which gods we pray to and what we do or don't do, stuff is still going to happen that we wouldn't willfully choose. People we love are going to get sick, our bills are going to come due, and things often won't turn out as planned or hoped for. As Sid Banks often said, life is a contact sport. You're going to get your knocks. But our unrecognized thoughts can create mountains out of molehills and monsters out of thin air, obscuring whatever common sense actions we might otherwise take to make our circumstances more manageable and easier to bear. In other words, we think we have a reality problem, when in reality we have a thinking problem. And this is why we continue to slam our hand in the metaphorical car door of our thinking, sure that the pain we're feeling is coming at us uncontrollably from somewhere outside of our own mind. But recognizing that we can only ever suffer from our own thinking turns out to be wonderful news. Because the energy of thought is transient, and our thought-created dream of life can change for the better in a heartbeat. Better still, we don't even have to do the changing. As soon as we wake up to the fact that we're feeling our thinking, not our circumstances, our thoughts begin to change by themselves. It's almost as if we have a psychological immune system that clears out old unhelpful thought and replaces it with fresh new thought as soon as it's alerted to the fact that the unhelpful thinking has taken root. But as long as we hang on to the idea that there might be exceptions to the inside-out nature of experience, the psychological immune system isn't automatically alerted. It waits to see if this is a thinking problem or a reality problem before stepping in to begin the process of change. And as long as it seems to us as though we have very sound external reasons for the way that we feel, our difficulties and suffering will carry on relatively unabated. One of the most hopeful things I've realized in nearly a decade of studying and teaching the principles behind the inside-out understanding is that not only do my circumstances not have the power to make me feel a certain way, they also don't have the power to make me think about them. And while I don't control my thoughts, they don't control me either. We live in a reality where the principle of gravity keeps us safely on the ground, and the three principles of mind, consciousness, and thought allow us to live in a world of beautiful feelings, deep insights, and a sense of connection and communion with all of life. Now, will you still slam your hand in the car door of your thinking from time to time? Absolutely. But the moment you recognize that as the only possible cause of your suffering, it's surprisingly easy to stop, let new thoughts come to mind, and wake back up to the world of infinite possibility that surrounds you. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.